The task of the Necton expedition has been to investigate the health and resilience of the Northwest Atlantic. The scientific team from the University of Oxford is the first to undertake major biological research of an undersea volcano. The team says there are more than 100,000 seamounts globally, but less than 50 have been biologically sampled in detail. The University of Oxford's Alex Rogers is the expedition leader.
The big problem we have with understanding the deep ocean is we simply don't understand the distribution of life within it. So the fastest way to change that situation is really to develop a single or a series of global ocean expeditions which enable us to undertake a synoptic sampling of the deep sea to understand those patterns of how life is distributed from 200 metres down to 2,000 metres, which we call the batholith zone.
The team says the research is conducted in a way which will allow them to compare the wildlife and health of the water in this area with deep oceans in other parts of the globe. Principal scientist Dr. Lucy Woodall.
Right now, every day, we as humans are impacting those environments. So we need to look at the patterns that we're observing at the moment, both the organisms themselves and those communities, so that we can better understand how to manage them in the future.
The exploration around Bermuda is supported by various organizations and business. Chris Fluke from the Bermuda Institute of Ocean Sciences suggests the data collected by the expedition will prompt further research.
We've got this data set that we would have never been able to have. And with that, it's basically jump-started ability to get grants and funding to do further work, because now we know it's the first step. Hey, look, we've figured out this. We know this from the mission.
Dr. Hicks, Deputy Director of the Mary Institute at the University of Plymouth, is also part of the research. He says he believes the discovery of new species in the deepest part of the ocean will show that people still have a great deal to learn about what lies beneath the ocean surfaces. Hicks also says that it's important to be proactive in discovering new species before irreparable damage is done by industrial exploitation of the deep ocean.
Whether that be from fishing or mineral or oil extraction, our activities are going deeper and deeper into the oceans, and so it's really important that we start to get a grip on what's living down there.
The Necton team took samples from depths of up to 1,500 meters. 40,000 specimens have been analyzed since the expedition started in 2016. For CRI, this is Niu Honglin.